As if to top the unhappiness she's already cast over the Goldberg dinner for her father and Esther Miller, Sylvia Allison opened her heart last night. Stifled, repressed, unhappily in love with a doctor who's trying to cure her, Sylvia can't bear the thought that her father might marry Esther Miller.
Although Mr. Allison has waited for 15 years, it makes no difference to Sylvia.
She can think only of herself. And Molly, who's trying to help in her own way, doesn't know what to do. Listen, it's early morning, and Molly and Jake are the first ones up.
Molly?
Yes, dear?
Where are you?
I'm here in the kitchen. What is it, dear?
Can you sew me on that button on my coat, please?
Why not, darling? Why not? Sit, Jake, dear. Sit, dear, and swallow a cup of coffee, darling. It's just freshly poured. Sit, dear, and I'll spill you.
Molly?
Yes, dear, not so loud. The house is sleeping yet.
Molly, if you're taking this business to heart, I'll talk to Allison.
Don't talk, darling, and don't do. Much longer this can't go any further.
Why not?
You didn't hear it, but went on. Wait, darling, I'll spill you and we'll talk. Wait, dear. Look how far it's under mine. Wait. Oh, yes, you're here. In the kettle, you'll hear something. You'll hear, dear. Wait, dear. I heard already people talk to people. Wait, dear. I'll get you the sugar and we'll talk. Look out for it and undermine feet.
I heard already people talk. I heard already without past when they talk.
Oh, here, dear.
What did she say?
Oh, wait, dear, I forgot the cream for your coffee. Fordy, I'll give you your breakfast in a minute.
I heard already voice talking
like it. I heard already, dear. I heard already voice back and forth. Here, cream. Here, dear, stir yourself. Here, dear. There's your coat. I'll show you.
There's your coffee?
I had already two cups.
Swallow half a cup?
Wait, darling, with a napkin, I forgot.
I'll roll if you have it.
Why shouldn't I have it when you're dressed and rolled? Oh, dear, darling, if I didn't hear it with my own ears, the words Sylvia spoke to Esther Miller, I would think that I would think maybe I was in a moving picture, in somebody's in picture, in somebody's in picture, in somebody's in picture, in somebody was writing out the words on a piece of paper for somebody to read like an actor reads what's written. But one human being should be able to face the other human being and say such things.
Let me hear already what was.
Oh, Jake, darling, suffice it, dear. Suffice it, Jake, already that you said things that are beyond my comprehension to report, even. But, Jake...
But what?
There's one thing to do, Jake.
And that is?
A little more coffee, dear?
No, I have enough, thank you. What is the one thing to do?
Look how black your coffee is. Why don't you take more sweet cream, dear?
What is the one thing to do, Molly?
If you're getting mad, Jake, and if you're getting excited, then I don't like it.
Why am I getting mad? You made that statement, complete it.
Well, Jake, I think, Jake.
Yes?
It's up to us.
Yes?
Me and you and you and me.
Yes?
To do all we can.
Yes?
To
what?
To see that, you're looking for something, dear?
No. Go on.
Well, we'll have to see, Jake, but, well... I want Mr. Allison to marry Miss Miller, dear.
So do I. But it's up to them, not up to us.
No, dear. No, dear, darling. It's up to us, Jake. You and me and me and you. We can't afford to be indifferent, Jake. Indifference is the greatest sin in the world. If only people wouldn't be indifferent to each other. If they would care to help and want to help and feel that they must help, then the world today would not be the world it is today. I wouldn't be on the committee to collect aluminum pots and pans, and you wouldn't be trying together with the rest of the village to get people to buy defense bonds. Indifference, Jake, darling. Indifference, the answer is indifference.
What have defense bonds and pots and pans got to do with us?
Everything, Jake. Everything. If people are indifferent to small things, so they're indifferent to big things. We have to see that Allison and Miss Miller get married, Jake.
Stop before you start, Molly. What I'm going to do, I did.
All right.
I did too much.
Too much.
My home has become a stopping-off station.
Not so loud.
Have I had one day to call my home sweet home since this thing started? Have I had one peaceful moment?
No. Seymour?
That's all I need now.
Please. Come in, Seymour.
I brought your car over from the garage for you, Mr. Goldberg.
Who gave it to you?
Wilson Baker from the garage. I didn't want you to walk to the mill if you could ride. Is that all right?
Thank you, Seymour.
Can I wait and ride over to the mill with you?
Why not?
I didn't have any breakfast. That's why I'm going to ask you for...
Of course, Seymour. Sit down.
Where's the milk?
A little cereal.
That's too much trouble, isn't it?
Surely not, Seymour. Eggs?
Well, I could only eat eggs one way. Do you know how to make a pancake?
Why not?
Don't fold it. Just flat.
I know.
And I like the eggs beaten good so it's yellow like gold. If you can make it that way. Just two eggs will be enough.
All right, Seymour.
Your coffee, Molly.
It's too hot for me anyway, dear. Too hot for me. I'll just stir up Seymour pancakes. I know how Seymour likes pancakes. I'll make it yellow like butter, huh, Seymour?
Yeah.
And I'll make it glass and I wouldn't fold it, huh?
Hi, Mr. Allison.
All right.
Miss Miller. Sylvia. Sammy.
All right.
If I interrupted a conversation...
It's all right.
It's all right, Sylvia.
If it was personal, I mean... Well, if it wasn't personal, it could only be about one thing. And if it was about Mr. Allison and Miss Miller, and evidently it was... Because that would be paramount in your mind. You can talk, because after all, I'm not an infant in these matters.
Yes, Seymour.
Oh, thanks. And I say the quicker the better.
The quicker what, Seymour?
The quicker they get married. A little salt, please.
Why not?
After all, should a young woman... all right, so she's not so young. But should a distinguished woman like Miss Miller have to listen to a young girl like Sylvia say all those things to her like she said to her?
What do you mean?
What did she say?
What did she say? You know what she said. Pepper, please.
Who told you?
Rosie tells me everything. After all, she has to tell somebody her own age and generation and get the proper reaction. The eggs are good, but you forgot my cereal.
You forgot Seymour's cereal, Molly.
If I was in your position, which I'm not, but if I was, you know what I would do?
What?
I would call up New York. My mother would have found somebody already.
For what?
For what? Somebody to perform the wedding. A reverend. And could his daughter prevent it? I should say not. And I should wait for a psychologist to tell me when to get married. If I was Miss Miller, just because Sylvia said what she said, I would make the wedding without further to-do. I would make the wedding without questions. That's what I would do. 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 Here's two people in love for 15 years. Should a girl like Sylvia, even if she...
Dr. Cater?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to see you, Doctor. Please come in. Please do. We're just having a little breakfast around the table. If you would wish a cup of coffee, perhaps,
Doctor?
No, thanks.
No.
Come
good morning,
on,
Doctor.
Seymour.
Yes.
Seymour, you better go to the mill.
Yes, sure. Can I finish my milk?
Of course. Finish, Seymour. Finish.
I hear you had quite a to-do.
Yes, Doctor, we did. We had quite a to-do last night.
Dr. Cater, if I may interject a way... Of course, I don't presume to know psychology. I never studied it from books.
Mm.
But to me, psychology was just plain common sense, ordinary horse sense. Am I right?
Well,
when two people are in love, as a psychologist, what do you advise them to do?
Usually you aren't asked.
Exactly. And as a psychologist, don't you admit that love is the most potent force in the universe?
Very often.
Very often. And if you take this potent force and hide it, doesn't it lead to very severe emotional disturbances?
Too often.
Too often. That's bad, isn't it?
Terrible.
And so, follow me if you please, and so, all obstacles to love of a certain nature should be removed.
Of a certain nature.
Yeah, of a certain. And when a girl like Sylvia objects to her father's marriage on the grounds that she's selfish and she's mean and she's tyrannical, what should her father do?
Ignore her.
And?
Get married.
What did I tell you, Mrs. Gould? My very way. That's just... Dr. Cater, exactly what I said, my very
words, that's exactly what I... Seymour, the amateur psychologist, and Dr. Cater, the professional one, appear to agree on Mr. Allison's future. But will Mr. Allison agree to marry in the face of Sylvia's hysterical behavior? And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is James Bird. This is James Bird. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.